Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, priced out of the market, many people are travelling across the border to buy cheaper weight loss drugs, where drugs like Mounjaro can cost up to a third of the price. And this week, the Financial Times carried a feature which reported a stampede of shoppers going north to purchase these cheaper medications. I'm joined by Dr. Francis Finucane, who's consultant endocrinologist at Galway University Hospital and the University of Galway. GP Amy Morgan is here with us too. First, though, I want to go to Paddy Curry of Corey's Chemists in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh. We'll come to Paddy in just a moment when we get him back on the line. Amy, I might start with you on all of this. Have you seen this? Do you know about it? Are there people in your circle or patients who are heading to Northern Ireland to buy weight loss drugs?
Yes, I have encountered it. I've encountered it myself, both from my own patients who are on these medications and from speaking with colleagues as well. They're encountering it too. So it's not an isolated episode where someone or a few people have done their research and are making the trip. It does seem to be that this is an issue, and it is coming up in consultations, and specifically around the issuing of scripts around GLPs in terms of how patients actually want to use their scripts and where they want to obtain their medications. So yes, I think it is something worth talking about.
And what is happening? I mean, are people going with their physical prescription, or is it being sent electronically, or are they being prescribed the medication in some cases by the pharmacist?
My experience is that, and the experiences I've had in terms of personal interactions with patients, is that for some of the patients who are actually on these medications, and particularly you probably will touch on it specifically, people may be familiar with the certain brand names, for example, Mounjaro. So these are obviously expensive medications, but they have asked me specifically whether, instead of sending a prescription locally as we would do electronically, so an e-script from our practice to a nominated pharmacy where they can pick it up locally, that they would actually be handed the physical script, which is a legitimate script, a legal script, and they would actually make the trip themselves because they've done their own research and they've sourced a pharmacy north of the border where they can obtain significant savings in terms of the cost of the medication, because obviously these are expensive medications, and particularly when they're on these are not a 1 month only prescription. Obesity and the management of obesity is recognized as a chronic disease. So it's ongoing management. So these are significant costs that patients have to pay month on month. So they're obviously voting with their feet at the moment.
And what are they telling you about the price difference?
They're saying it's potentially running into hundreds of euro when they do the costing. So, I mean, particularly when you look at Mounjaro, it's, considered probably the most pricey GLP medication that's on the market at the moment. And if people have a legitimate script from it, you're talking, particularly, as I said, if this is a month-on-month medication, and we know it has to be for adequate management with regular review with their GPs, that's a saving per month that's obviously building up month on month on month. And some patients need to be on these for extended periods of time. So they've obviously done the maths, and, particularly with cost of living crisis, etc., that's a saving that they're willing to travel to make.
And are you okay with this as a prescribing GP? Are there any issues that you think might arise?
Yeah, I mean, there are potential issues. I mean, we do enjoy good relationships in terms of how we prescribe, and generally speaking, most people, for their management of their chronic diseases and medications they're on to manage that, they're usually seen locally, managed locally. We have good correspondence from pharmacists, for example, where maybe they are keeping an eye on things if a patient hasn't picked up their medication. So we have that level of communication. I mean, the only issue, as you pointed out there, in terms of potential pitfalls, would be, I suppose, if someone's getting their medication, in a place that we don't obviously have adequate communication with, that, they may, in terms of attending for follow-up, they may not be inclined to actually want to attend for follow-up, or it may not be convenient for them if they're particularly, and we don't have that communication there. But having said that, I mean, these are prescriptions that they're legal documents in terms of they're entitled to actually to do their research and obtain it from a registered provider, such as a pharmacist that's in the north.
Okay, Amy, thank you very much. That's Dr. Amy Morgan. Back now to Paddy Curry, who's with us, of Curry's Chemists in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh. Paddy, you have three shops in Northern Ireland, Enniskillen, Castledurg, of course, two towns near the border. Are you seeing this uptick in business from the Republic?
Yeah, definitely, Claire. We've been at it a couple of years now, but really since last summer, there's been a big upsurge in demand. I suppose with the launch of Manjaro, that is a big one. But I suppose it's word of mouth, and people are doing their own research and finding that there is them cost savings to be had. So
right.
We have seen a good upsurge in demand. Yeah.
And what happens? Do you need people to come in to you with the prescription in their hand?
Well, they can do it a couple of ways. They can have the prescription, as the doctor said, and the physical script. They can bring it with them. They can post it to ourselves, and then we can courier it back to themselves with a courier. And there's also some places have electronic prescribing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where people get confused. It's not linked to Health Mail, which would be the southern connection between the pharmacies and the surgeries. But
yes.
There is other platforms which prescribers use, so it can be sent electronically as well.
What sort of savings are they telling you that they're making, Paddy?
Hundreds, really. It is significant.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose they're making big savings on the medication. Then you have a lot of people coming and saying, we're saving on food bills. They're switching from bad habits, so they're saving on that. They're saving. There's knock-on effect, I suppose, to the family as well.
It's not just the cost of the medication, but the fact that you're on it is saving you money on your food bills, which is interesting as well. And Paddy, tell me, so I know some pharmacists and pharmacies are offering weight loss clinics where people can go mm-hmm. and get a prescription. Do you offer that service to people?
Yeah, we offer that service as well, yeah. So it's significant as well. We've had an upsurge in demand from northern and southern patients for that service.
So people come in, you get all of their health metrics and then help mm-hmm. them through and advise on how to use the medication.
Yes, but in their long consultation, and we do all that, we go through their everything with them
mm-hmm.
and how to use the medication also.
And listen, tell me, how far are people travelling? Like, do you have people? I know the Financial Times piece said there were people coming from as far as Cork up to Northern mm-hmm. Ireland to pharmacies. Is that happening where you are?
Yeah, we've had one or two, probably Limerick is probably the most southern. We've had people from Cork, but you know, maybe they're making a journey up anyway for something mm-hmm. else. But we have seen it. But the patients usually bring or email to say, are they able to post a script or get it some other way because of the distance just?
You must have to carry a wild lot of stock of these drugs to keep up with the demand, do you?
Yeah, we have a few fridges, all right.
Extra fridges. Yeah, did you have to get extra fridges?
Yeah, I've extra fridges in. I've got four extra fridges now, so...
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Well, Paddy, thanks for telling us about it. Paddy Curry there of Curry's Chemists in Enniskillen and Castledurg in Northern Ireland. And I'm also joined by Dr. Francis Finucane, who's a consultant endocrinologist at Galway University Hospital and also the University of Galway. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Claire.
So you've heard there that people are travelling to get these medicines. Do you have patients who are doing that?
Absolutely. We have patients with obesity who attend our regional referral service. They tend to have severe and complicated obesity. And these patients, unless they have type 2 diabetes or a very carefully and specifically defined set of conditions that the government funds for people with obesity who don't have diabetes, the vast majority of our patients need to pay for these medications for the treatment of their obesity. So they're not necessarily weight loss jabs. They're more obesity treatment medications. And these patients have to pay for these medications out of pocket. They are very expensive. And so it's entirely understandable that they would travel north of the border in order to obtain the medicines for approximately, two-thirds of the price that they would have to pay south of the border.
Because mm-hmm, these drugs are not refunded under the drugs payment scheme. You don't get any money back on them, do you?
Correct. And it's a major concern and challenge for us in delivering care for people with severe and complicated obesity right throughout the country, that they have to pay for the drugs themselves. And I would estimate that approximately half of the patients we see in our MDT in Galway, who we would like to start on medicines, are unable to get those medicines because they can't afford to pay for them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge problem.
Do you believe that's unfair?
Oh, I think it's desperately unfair. And it's counter to the culture that we have in the health service, and in the provision of care to people in Ireland in general who have an illness, that we would always be compassionate, and the system tends to be generous in terms of funding medicines, even relatively expensive ones, where they have proven effectiveness and efficacy. I think part of the challenge the government faces and the regulators face is that these drugs are just so expensive, and there are so many people affected by obesity and even severe and complicated obesity in Ireland, that it might be seen to be a potential bank breaker, if you like. So I do think we need to look at the costs of these medicines. I think that over time, these will gradually come down as newer drugs become available, as drugs come off patent, etc. And that's just the natural way that things progress in the drugs market. But I believe that if it was possible somehow, and it may seem like a naive sort of ambition, but I think if we could somehow get the prices down quicker than relying on market forces to reduce those prices, mm-hmm. that it would enhance availability for patients who badly need these drugs.
You've outlined the choice there that the government has to make in spending on these or reimbursing in some way, because mm-hmm. you know it will open the floodgates to a certain extent. But you, as a practitioner, can see the benefit side of this, and there are all sorts of benefits that we're hearing about when it comes to weight loss medication.
Absolutely. So the treatment of obesity with these drugs is a very beneficial thing for patients. We know this from really robust randomized controlled trials. I think part of the reason we don't have better resourcing of these services, frankly, is an image problem with the disease of obesity is somehow still remaining in the public perception as a sort of a flaw in discipline or adequate effort to maintain a healthy lifestyle. People who work with patients with severe and complicated obesity, and the patients themselves will tell you, of course, through their advocacy groups, that this is a medical problem that requires medical treatment in many cases. And that treatment is very safe, very effective, prolongs life, reduces cardiovascular risk, reduces diabetes risk, etc., etc. And like every month, there are new developments in terms of the benefits of these drugs. And we have to get on and one way or another make them available for a wider proportion of patients than currently exist.
So, you know, there are the benefits, and you've spoken about the fairness of this, people who need to be on these drugs and simply can't afford them. But looking again at what's happening with people travelling to Northern Ireland, and Paddy outlined there the service that they offer where they can actually prescribe the drugs, and I'm sure he offers a very safe service, but would you be worried that there might be people taking this drug at home, acquiring it, injecting it themselves, and, you know, having to monitor their own response to it, the side effects? Are you concerned about that?
I would say to every patient or every person who's considering taking these drugs, they need to speak with a competent healthcare professional. That will usually be a general practitioner. Sometimes it'll be an endocrinologist like myself or a specialist nurse, or it might be a cardiologist. And there's an expanding group of specialists in the community and in hospitals who are using these drugs for the treatment, for example, of sleep apnea or fatty liver disease or cardiovascular disease risk reduction. So as the months go by, there's an increasing number of different specialists using these drugs. I think that where pharmacists are adequately trained and they feel they're competent to do this, it's a welcome addition to the to our capacity to deliver this care to people who need it. Mm-hmm. But any patient, for example, who's sourcing the drugs exclusively online without having discussed it with a qualified healthcare professional really needs to think about, would they do that with any other treatment for disease? You know, would you do that for rheumatoid arthritis or for diabetes, for example? And so there is this second sort of population of people who use these drugs out of a cultural desire for thinness, as someone described it recently, as opposed to as a treatment for the disease of obesity. And I think the problem we face is that our patients with severe and complicated obesity are being lumped in, frankly, with those who are using it for cosmetic purposes.
Yes.
And who are not using it for the purpose of the treatment of the or improving their health necessarily.
I know you went through earlier some of the causes of obesity, but I have a message here in front of me that I'm going to read to you, which says, in the vast majority of cases, it is not a medical condition. It is caused by overeating.
And I would say to you that if that person was a medical student in our university here, and they said that in their final med exams, they'd be coming back to repeat their exams in the autumn. That is, from a clinical medical point of view, that is a completely inaccurate statement to make.
Mm-hmm. We've gone beyond calories in and calories out, haven't we?
We certainly have gone beyond calories in and calories out. And the fact of the matter is that as a society, we have an environment which generates a tendency for genetically and biologically predisposed individuals to take in more fuel than they expend. And as a society, we're going to have to accept responsibility for that. We're going to have to help those genetically, biologically predisposed individuals, some of whom get sick from that accumulation of fuel. And we're going to have to take societal, environmental level, population level interventions to reduce that problem. Blaming people with obesity for the problem is totally ineffective, stigmatizing, doesn't work, and puts us back. It doesn't bring us forward. So I would love to see a day where we don't need to use these drugs. And of course, these drugs are the requirement for these drugs is symptomatic of a societal malaise where we allow, you know, egregious things to happen, like the recommendation to parents that they should, you know, feed their children relatively unhealthy food, the complete lack of any, you know, national level of cycling infrastructure, for example, that makes it safe to commute to work by bike. People don't drive to work because they're lazy. They drive to work because it's dangerous to cycle to work in many villages around the country. And these are the things we need to change at a societal level rather than blaming those who are worst affected through no fault of their own, in my view.
Francis, good to talk to you and thank you for taking the time to be with us. Dr. Francis Finucane there, who is an endocrinologist. Now, coming up later on in the programme, we're going to find out what our Waterford librarians are reading and what books are flying off the shelves this autumn. But next, the couple who are forking out for social media content creators on their wedding day.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.